following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? Coming to you live from inside, well, not live, but recorded video. That's what this is, from inside the children's ministry. Doing a little bit of work in here, getting ready for a ministry leaders meeting that that's happening this Saturday. And just taking a look at the room and getting ready for this upcoming Sunday, which, by the way, check this out. Right behind my shoulder right here, if you can see that, Dwight Carr is amazing. He built us a boat, and that boat is awesome. It wheels around, and we're going to set that up for the kids. It's really cool, because to have a boat in your ministry is great, because you get to tell a lot of Bible stories with a boat. There's a lot of stories in the Bible that involve boats. Everything from, you could talk about the story of Jonah, you can talk about the life of Christ, him helping the disciples fish in the boat, you could talk about Christ being on the boat, you can talk about Christ standing on the boat away from the shore to preach to people, you could talk about the life of Paul and his missionary journeys. All kinds of things you can do with a boat. Now our children's ministry has a boat, thanks to Dwight. So if you see Dwight, give him a high five for doing that for our kids. Hey, last night I was in here with our kids, and I was teaching them about order, and I was teaching them about being under control and doing things in a peaceful, harmonious way. And I gave them a little Bible verse card that comes from 1 Corinthians 14:35. The Bible verse is this: God is not a God of disorder. He is a God of peace, knowing that God likes things to be orderly and things to be peace-filled or peaceful. We have to remember that God is the one who ordered the universe. He ordered nature. And if you think about it, nature has an order to it. There's winter, spring, summer, fall, and it happens all throughout the course of the year. There's death and new life and growth and kind of a fading away through those seasons. If you look at all of the galaxies and the stars and the universe, you see this unbelievable order that is everywhere around us, and there's beauty to that. And God is the one who established the heavens. He's the one who wrote the laws of physics into place. And we follow all of these laws. We have to. This is the order of life, the way that things are supposed to be. Well, God's spiritual laws, who God is and who we are to be, God wants us to follow his rules and his word orderly. He wants us to do it in an orderly way. And now that doesn't mean that we have to be strict in the way that we just dress and we appear to others when we talk about order. And that doesn't mean we have to be orderly without any type of emotion at all. But there is something to be said for things that are done in an orderly and a proper way. It brings a lot of glory to God. It brings a lot of honor to God, and it shows other people that we as believers, his children, actually demonstrate the attributes of our Heavenly Father. We show who God is to other people in the way that we do things. My encouragement for you today is to remember this little verse that we teach the kids, because we don't want them to be running wild, out of control, losing their minds and screaming. And so we talk about being orderly and doing things in a peaceful way. We as adults need to remember to do that as well, is to be orderly, to be peaceful, and to demonstrate the love, compassion, the kindness, and the goodness of the Father in all the things that we do. And sometimes we know that's hard, because there are things that we read on the news and things that happen in our world that make us kind of lose focus of the Lord and frustrate us. My prayer for you and encouragement is to remember to think about the Lord. Think about how the Lord has organized all of life. He is in all control, and we can rest in that. Allow your mind to be filled with peace and order. Allow God to challenge you in ways that maybe you need to grow in, where you can become more focused and do things in a more orderly way. I love you guys, and I pray that, as you go forward and you think about your day and your life, remember the words that the Apostle Paul wrote, is that God is not a God of disorder. He is a God of order and a God of peace, and he would love for his children to demonstrate that to the rest of the world and all that they do. All right, love you guys. I hope you have a good day, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life